All right. Hello, Ruby Bridges community. I'm here with Mr. Ben Lundholm, and we are going to do our feature, Get to Know You with Mr. Lundholm. Mr. Lundholm, say hi.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
All right, Mr. Lundholm, give me your background a little bit in 45 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, before this, I was a teacher. I was a teacher for 5 years, mostly in Hunters Point at a high school. And then I was a librarian for 10 years at a high school. And then I was a librarian at a college for a year. And then at elementary school, cross town for 3 years. And then after some training, here I am.
What elementary school did you work at here in Alameda?
I was a Franklin Falcon for 3 years.
Lovely. Did the Franklin Falcons, were they sad to lose you?
I mean, I gotta think they were. Come on.
Awesome. But now you're a Ruby star. So how's it going? We're just starting our third week.
I'm really happy here. I'm really enjoying being a Ruby star, and I really appreciate the warm welcome that everyone, kids, parents, teachers, has given me.
What's one thing that's stood out to you so far in these 11 days?
Well, I gotta say, I love the kids and the teachers. Those are probably my favorite things, but I think the thing that has stood out to me most is because I come from a little farm town, and so when Buttercup the cow showed up and the thing went up on the truck and the kids went wild, I was amazed at seeing those kids, and I was really having a lot of fun hearing from kids all day long how amazed they were with the cow, the stomachs, the tongue, the different facts. It was awesome.
That surprised you that kids were so interested in this thing that you've grown up around for years and years.
It was as if somebody showed them a piece of tissue paper and they went nuts. That's how it seemed to me. So it was awesome. I loved it.
I noticed that you got on Twitter. What was that about?
Well, I got on Twitter because I thought I should be part of this movement to really show people what we're doing that's awesome. I feel like for every teeny bit of bad news that gets out there that people seem to remember and it sticks with them, we've got all these awesome things going on. So I'm really happy to be part of this movement to show people all the time, every day, all these awesome things are going on around school and in classes. And I really appreciate also all the people who've been following me and giving me comments around school. That's been cool.
What is a day in the average day in the life of Mr. Lundholm, so vice principal at Ruby Bridges?
Oh my God. So this is day 11. And so far, no one day has been anything like any others. All I can tell you is that most of the time, if there's only two things going on or fewer, I feel really happy. Like, I feel like I can focus.
How many things you got going on right now?
Right now, there's, including this interview.
There's surprise!
About four, yeah, there's four things going on, probably.
Wow, that's great. Anything you want to say to our families that are listening to this?
No, I just like to really, I really do appreciate the warm welcome. I feel like I've been at a number of different schools, and I have to say this is hands down the warmest welcome I've ever received. So I really appreciate that, and I hope that I can just continue to do right by the community here.
All right. Wow. Hey, so pretty good way to end our first Get to Know Me podcast. Let me know what you thought. We're going to put it out on Twitter and up on our website, and maybe I'll interview you next. Bye, guys.